Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Zooming. Happy Mother's Day. I'm so glad you joined us. So right now, I would invite you all to give each other a wave and a virtual hug. We miss you. We love you. And we're so happy that you're here with us today. So right now, I'm going to light our candle. And that will be followed by our opening prayer and 2 minutes of silence. And knowing that this light, this symbol, is the light of God, it is life and creation that is emanating within each of us right now. And so as I recognize this life, I know that there is only one source, life creating life and all things. It is good. It is giving. It is compassion. And acceptance. And I know that because there's only this one source, that is the truth and my true nature. For this life is living in me, as me, and through me now, as it is living and expressing itself, all of its goodness, throughout all of its creation, every being, everything. And with this, I know that all things and all beings are connected because they are all within this oneness, this one life. This one body of God, this one mind of God, right here and now. And as I recognize and realize the power that is living in me, that is expressing itself out into the world in everything I do, every word I speak, everything I touch, and every thought that comes from me is coming from the source. That I may allow all of it, all of God, to express itself through me willingly. Knowing as this occurs, all is well, all is good. And that I may embrace every relationship with all things and all people as I recognize the God within, in them, in all that I encounter. And this blessing continues everywhere. Within me and around me and throughout all space and time. I'm so grateful for this blessing, this goodness of my life and all life. And so I release this truth and this joyful understanding into the world. Into that source, that law that brings it all into being. And together we say, and so it is. Thank you. And so now it is my wonderful pleasure to introduce our guest speaker today. As you know, Reverend David is taking some time off this weekend. I'm re-welcoming Reverend Liz Marante, who's been here before, not on our Zoom, but we've greeted her, and I hope that you are able to stay. Reverend Liz has been a minister with the Centers for Spiritual Living since 1999 and ordained in 2003. She hails from the Seattle area, where she did her ministerial training and served on the staff of CSL Seattle for 14 years and raised two daughters. She is taught at the Center for Spiritual Living in the Ukraine, and we are so thrilled that she is back here in the Pacific Northwest. So please give a warm welcome to Reverend Liz.
All right. So happy Mother's Day, first of all, from me. That's going to enter into the talk a few places, but we're really not going to talk about it. It's a whole wonderful issue. Some of us had fabulous mothers. Some of us, not so much. And we are all mothers of something. We are mothers of our lives, what we're creating in our lives. And so we'll touch back on that a little bit later. Today's theme is listen to your heart, which, as you know, is the theme for the whole month that our CSL organization is doing. And, you know, listen to your heart is not a new idea. So why even talk about it? This is not, it's almost a cliche. Oh, just listen to your heart. Just listen to your heart. I'll talk about sometimes what we think that means in a minute. But why talk about this if we all seem to know, they write songs about it, we all seem to know it? Well, as the song, Wonderful Choice, so beautifully illustrated, it's because there are so many things out in the world and outside of our heart that are clamoring for our attention. You notice that? The world is telling us to buy this, do this to be better, get this deodorant, get this whitening toothpaste, wear this makeup, Spanx, anything. The world is telling us what we need to be and do to be okay. Maybe our family has told us things we needed to do to be okay. Maybe our bosses have told us things we know need to do to be okay that just somehow doesn't ring true. And the problem with what the world is telling us is, one, it's generic, but it changes. Anybody my age remember how their mother's hemlines went up and down over the years? I remember dresses that she would let down and bring back up in the 60s. I'm so grateful we just can wear whatever length we want to now, but it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Everything in the world changes. So that means we can't really rely on it. And a better illustration of what changes is the information about COVID-19. I mean, is anything that we heard the first couple of weeks the same as we hear now? I've read so many things that conflicted with the information I read earlier that I don't know about you, but it sends me into overload. It sends me into panic. The world is not really helping me too much right now. And I would say the world isn't helping any of us too much right now. And then there's our own heads. In our heads, we have the voices of our parents. Hopefully you have some great voices there, but if you're like me, you also have a well-developed inner critic that is talking to you frequently. You have a voice in you that says, no, play safe, just make sure that you do it right, or make sure that you are right, even when it might go against the best thing for me to do. It's like, no, you got to be right. You got to stay safe. So we have both the outer world and part of our inner world that we listen to them for information, but it isn't always the best. In fact, mostly it isn't. And if you're like me, you want to know stuff. If you're coming to a center like this, one of your questions is, who am I? And what am I here to contribute to the world? How can I best do my life to be of benefit to the planet? What should I do? And now with, as I said, sometimes conflicting information with COVID, what should I do? Should I go outside? Should I join a family member? Should I wear my mask when I walk outside? You know, what should I do to be safe? We want to know right now. We really want to know. So I think that this topic of listen to your heart, it's always relevant. It's always important. And right now, I think for us, it's critical. So let's make sure we know what it means and what it doesn't mean. First of all, you know, I think of in the past when I was growing up, people say, oh, just listen to your heart. Just listen to your heart. And sometimes they just meant do what feels good in the moment, or do what's nice or sweet. And, you know, the kind of loving that's really not powerful loving. It's either being a doormat or sometimes even passive aggressive. So that's not what we mean by listen to your heart, not what's of the moment. Emotions pass, feelings pass. To listen to the heart means to go to that which is changeless. And Teresa, your meditation could not have been a better example. In fact, if I forget to say it again, since I'm thinking of it now, if this is a new practice for you, just take the recording of today and use Teresa's meditation to start you and remind you why we do this. Because listening to our heart, really listening to our heart, is our pathway to the infinite. It's our pathway to God, to the universe, whatever you want to call it. It is where we get to our true essence. And Teresa spoke to that. The essence that is the most unique and truest part of ourselves. And what's amazing, it's the most unique and truest part of each of us. Right in our heart, right where we are. Many of us call it our God self, our higher self. The place where we are truly guided, the place where our higher wisdom resides. And it is for the ancients, to the degree that we say this is our soul, that we tune into our soul, to our spirit, that this is also the Divine Mother. This is the highest idea of mother is this heart that we listen to, the wisdom of the heart that we listen to. And this is changeless. You will never listen to your heart and hear a message that is vastly different. Now, you may get a message, wait, not yet. And you may get a message now. But you won't get messages about who you are that change. They deepen as you listen, as you are willing to take it in. And when we listen to our heart, when we do that turning within, we find peace, calm, we find heaven. Ernest Holmes, our founder, wrote in what we call What We Believe, but it was really Ernest Holmes wrote it as What I Believe. He said, I believe that heaven is within us and we experience it to the degree that we become conscious of it. I'd like a little heaven right now. I'd like to experience a little heaven right now. And when we listen to our heart, when we tune into our heart, to the still, small voice, that is where we can find heaven. Turning to it is where we become conscious of it. And Ernest Holmes said, continuing on, that I believe in the direct revelation of truth through our intuitive and spiritual nature. So when we listen to our heart, that is our intuitive nature and where we get truth, not the small t truth that changes about whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask, whether to wear gloves, not wear a glove, those kinds of things, hemlines. No, we get our own truth that is deep, and that is the capital T truth. So how do we tell, just again, a reality check, how do we tell if we have tuned into that still small voice, to that heart? Well, first of all, it is not going to criticize you. It is not going to tell you you are not enough. It is not going to tell you how you messed up. It is not going to propose that you do something reckless. You know, what should I do in this situation? It is not going to propose that you do something that causes harm to you or to those around you. That's how it's a little different when we sometimes say, well, I've got to speak my truth. And sometimes that is, I hate that guy. That's what it feels like in the moment. That's not what the still small voice will tell us. When we are really tuned into our heart, some of us may experience it as a vibration. And it's a vibration of peace, of calm. And I know for me, when I hear something that's true, it vibrates through me. There's, and in that truth, there is a freedom. Not the crazy, reckless freedom to go do whatever the heck we want. But a knowledge of who we really are that creates a feeling of freedom within us, a freedom of expansiveness. Because, you know, we are so much more than we often think we are. Now, sometimes the still small voice will direct you to go out on that skinny branch. And part of you might say, no, no, no. But if you will know, even if it scares you, when you're guided to do something that's outside your comfort zone, you will know if you are in contact with that still small voice that the skinny branch is where you need to go. And you will also know that you will be supported as you venture out. Now, just a caveat. For some of us, this still small voice isn't really a voice. So if you don't hear a voice or words, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. For some of us, it comes as images, and some of us, it comes as feelings, as just a feeling of peace, a feeling of knowing and intuition. So those are the way we tell. When we hear something loving that resonates with us in a deep way, we know it is that still small voice. How do you cultivate the practice? Daily sitting. I feel like every talk I have, whatever I get to, how do we get there? How does this happen? Daily spiritual practice. And when we daily sit in the stillness, and can quiet our mind sufficiently, doesn't have to go completely quiet, but quiet our mind sufficiently so that we can hear the heart. For some of us, it may help to put your hand on your heart, to truly anchor yourself. Some of us who get distracted, back to the head, put your hand on your heart and breathe. And remind yourself to anchor there. For some of us, this is easy. For some of us have been doing this listening to our heart thing all the time. Now, I don't want to be too biased, but it tends to be people who are more introverts that have always gone to the source within. For those of us extroverts who are always looking out there, it can be a little trickier. But you do it, you practice. And as I said, if you can keep the recording of Teresa's meditation today, a great prep to get you into, and then you may want to turn off the recording at some point and then just be in your own stillness. So yay for God speaking to both of us there. Mother Teresa said it this way. She said, God speaks in the silence of the heart, and listening is the beginning of prayer. A lot of times we want to think prayer is where we talk. And the final part of prayer has to be where we shut up and listen to what wants to be known, what wants to be prayed. And what she's also really pointing to is true communion, communing with spirit, where we know our common union, our oneness with God, our oneness with every other person who is turning within and recognizing that divine uniqueness that we all are uniquely and yet as one. So other than what I've already said, why should you do this? What are the benefits of listening to your heart, especially those of you who are very logical, have been very successful in your life by listening to that wonderful head? I would be one of them. Is the first of all, just in your closest circle, as you learn to listen to the still small voice, as you learn to wait and listen, you will find yourself being a much better friend. You will bring a presence to your relationships, an authenticity and a compassion by not needing to fill up your time with them with what you think and what you think they should do. That you will learn how to truly be with. You're learning to be with God will help you to learn to be with others in a way that they will truly be blessed by. Do you know those people that you feel heard, seen, loved, and they don't even have to say much, but you feel loved, heard, seen, and encouraged? That is one benefit. Another one is that, guess what? When we turn to our heart, when we turn to that divine wisdom, our decisions and actions are going to be wiser, therefore they're going to be better. Edward Villun, who is now the community spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, he said in actually the Science of Mind magazine that he gets still and listens to his heart before he acts, before he does his spiritual mind treatment, his affirmative prayer, and before he speaks. And he's doing a lot of public speaking now, even more than at his church, which of course he does weekly, but he's our face to the world. So he's doing a lot of extra speaking. And so listening to that voice grounds him in compassion and truth and wisdom and love so that he can do and say what is the highest and best? Another benefit is that what I referred to earlier, heaven is within, peace now. The world is not going to give us any peace, especially right now. So when you are overwhelmed by what's on the daily news, to go within, to turn within, to listen to your heart is the most life-saving thing that you can do. So if you're not doing it already, I really invite you to do that. And finally, I think that we want to listen to our heart because that is where we truly receive unconditional love. Many of us had moms who gave us unconditional love, and that is so awesome. But a lot of us didn't. A lot of us didn't. And when we turn to that heart, as I said, that heart will never say you are not enough. That still small voice will never say, you messed up, too bad, love you, see you, bye. That still small voice, that heart will always say, you can get back up on your feet and I will love you through this. I will love you to the next thing that you do. I will love you to the next effort you make. I will love you no matter what. And you are magnificent and you are my beloved. Driving around these days, which I don't do much, a lot of us have forgotten that we are loved. And certainly out of that, a lot of us forget how to be love. So when we open up to this love, it shows us the way of how we can be, how we can go forth in the world in a way that contributes. A way that makes a contribution to bless the world. And we can reveal that magnificence that we truly are. So as we turn to and listen to our heart, we become the place God shows up, wisdom shows up, peace shows up. And then all of us, no matter our gender, can live the truth that this old saying was trying to reveal. God could not be everywhere, so he made mothers. So go. Turn to that voice within and go out and mother the world with your love, with your wisdom, with your magnificence. Thank you so much.